changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
So I want to talk about this quotation. Now, I have heard this quotation many times. It is one that motivational speakers love to quote. It is one of the most misquoted motivational quotes there is. And there is, even whether you get the story or not, it's powerful. And hopefully the story is going to make it even more powerful for you. So the quotation goes, and I realize I need to find it in its original form. The quotation is not by Goethe. It is often said to have been by Goethe, but it is not. Here we go. All right. The quotation is, and I had it actually, until one is committed, there is hesitancy. The chance to draw back. Always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Whatever you do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Now, you've probably heard this quotation before, and you've probably heard it attributed to Wolfgang von Goethe. It was not from Goethe. It was from William Hutchinson Murray. Hutchinson Murray. I'm actually doing a new course on commitment, how to make and honor and keep commitments. And I found this, and I found this story. And we tend to focus on the end of this quotation, the couplet from Goethe. Whatever you dream you can, or whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Great. Absolutely true. No question there. That is a core principle of that quotation. And that is this idea that you got to start if you're going to get somewhere. The most important thing you're going to ever do is you're going to start. However, the beginning of this quotation is all about making a commitment. It's all about making what they say in Latin is a finis decisio, a final decision. This I will do or I will die. The word commitment, we tend to think of, and the definition nowadays, the word commitment means dedicated. Are you committed to this? Yeah, I'm committed to this. No. Are you really committed to this? The word comes out of the 1600s when people literally were committed. Their families would commit them, or they would commit themselves to become wards of the state and would basically work for and live for the state because they absolutely could not support themselves. They literally signed themselves over. That's what a commitment is. A commitment is signing yourself over to something. It's becoming an indentured servant to something. That has to happen before you even take your first step. Because when you take your first step, if that step doesn't lead to you getting knocked on your ass, then one of the next 9 steps is. So you have to make the commitment in here first. It has to be baked in. It has to be you are going to get up no matter what happens, no matter how you feel. We started out earlier and Michelle shared that she was feeling a little down. The interesting thing I find is that on the days that I wake up and sometimes don't feel my best emotionally, a little bit of journeying, a little bit of plugging in, et cetera, those tend to become my very best days. So I affirm that for you. Commit to that. Make that your commitment. We have forgotten how to commit in our culture. We commit to this and to that and to this cause, and it's distracting, which leads to drifting. Remember we talked about that in the Napoleon Hill book that finally came out called Outwitting the Devil? And the devil's number one thing that the devil does, or your dark side or your shadow side, your critical side, your ego, what it does is it makes you drift. It gets you excited by committing to something, and then the next day you realize how difficult it's going to be, or it gets you to commit to something else. The reason it took me so long as a child to lose weight is because I'm constantly on diets, and here's what I mean. And I even did the same, repeated that pattern in my 30s, because in my 30s, I went back up to about 250 pounds. I was constantly going on diets. Here's what I mean. I would hear about a diet and I was like, oh, wow, this, you know, because you see them in the grocery store all the time. Lose 94 pounds by day after tomorrow or whatever it was. Lose an enormous amount of weight soon. And I would like, this is it. I'm all in. And you get this rush from committing. You actually get an endorphin rush. They've shown that's why people love to do New Year's Eve resolutions. I resolve to do this. We get a rush from committing. The thing is, then we inevitably crash back down. And so what I would do is I'd get a rush for committing to a diet, crash down, commit to another diet. Crash down, commit to another diet, crash down. The key to keeping our commitments is to make very few commitments. And then take that first step. And to take that commitment step, knowing that you're going to stay with it no matter what. Because one of the things that usually happens is that once we make a commitment to do something, life tests us. Metaphysically, I believe we test ourselves. Metaphysically, I believe we draw to us a stressful situation to see if we really mean it or to really actually give us feedback to see how much further we have to grow. So something is going to come your way. We need to have that level of commitment inside. I am assigning my life over to this. I am becoming an indentured servant to this. Let me read you the story one more time, the quote, and then I'm going to tell you the story. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. Then providence moves. The universe moves after you commit. Not before. The universe wants you to commit first. Let me continue. A whole stream of events issues from this decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Whatever you dream, you can do or whatever you can do or dream you can do, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. So I'm going to close with 2 stories. This is actually from a book by William Hutchinson Murray. He was a mountain climber. He was an explorer. And he didn't know on this particular Scottish expedition, this is in a book he wrote called The Scottish Expedition, how in the world they were going to actually try and climb in the Himalayas. He had never done it before, and he didn't know how to lead this group. And so what they did was they went down and they booked passage to India, which was going to be their first step. That was it. They took that first step. They took that step, and they had faith. More importantly, they had that commitment inside. And so I'm going to close with the story that most people ask me about. It's the number one question people ask me about, and that is how I met Dr. Maya Angelou and how she let me interview her, how she let me use that interview as the foreword for my book, how I interviewed her later, not long before she made her transition. And when I said, who are your great spiritual heroes? She said, well, you are, Reverend Bowen, which blew me away. Never felt like I deserved such a plaudit from such a noble person. Anyway, I need to grow into that. But as we were nearing what we guesstimated to be about the 6 millionth complaint-free bracelet at that time, we had been using Maya Angelou's quote, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Don't complain. And we had put that onto t-shirts and had put Maya Angelou, her name on it. And we had used that on our website, et cetera. It never occurred to us to ask. And anyway, when we got to the 6 millionth bracelet, I said, I want to give it to somebody important. And so I said, I want to give it to Maya Angelou because we had used her quotation and I felt such a bond. And I put a picture of her up on my vision board, and I began to tell people that we were going to give the 6 millionth bracelet to Maya Angelou. I mean, I actually began to tell people. I was seeing a therapist at the time and told her that this was going to happen. And I told her as a fait accompli, something already is a done deal. And she said, well, when's it going to happen? I don't know. Well, how's it going to happen? I don't know. Well, you mean it's literally not something that's for sure going to happen? No, it's for sure going to happen. I just don't know all the details yet. And I haven't met anybody who can hook me. Anyway, she got angry at me. My therapist got pissed at me. But I continued to believe it. I continued to believe it. I continued to tell people. I was committed to it. I was committed. I had turned my life over to that. There was no other person. There was no backup. I had committed myself to it. And then one day I was at Unity Village, which is where I was ordained. And I was talking to my friend Joy. And Joy, all I knew about Joy was that she was a former attorney and had adopted a couple of kids. Really an amazing person. And to this day, I just consider her a great inspiration. Anyway, so I gave her that line that I was going to give the bracelet to Maya Angelou. And she said, tell her I said hello. In that familiar, tell her I said hello. And I said, I will. And so I gave Joy a hug, said goodbye. And then I took about a step away and I said, what do you mean, tell her you said hello? And she said, oh yeah, I used to book her when she was doing speaking tours. And she said, I know her assistant. And within 24 hours, I was emailing with her assistant. My heart was in my, was doing this. Imposter syndrome out the max. And within a week and a half, I was sitting in her living room because I was committed to it. I was absolutely committed to it. So don't make a lot of commitments. But when you make a commitment, stick to it. Stick to it. Life and everything else is going to try and knock you off of it. But commitment is like a muscle. You get it by coming back to it, coming back to it, coming back to it, not staying with it. It's nice if you can, but just keep coming back to it. All right, everybody, it's just because I just said, keep coming back to it. It's time for you to click share. Who's going to be the first person to click share? We're going to check in, let everybody else have an opportunity to ask questions. If you have any, and to make comments, but please click share and let us know you shared. Let's break our record yesterday of 9 people clicking share. My voice is a little dry this morning. So thank you for understanding. And I also see that we've got some sort of like a weird shadow over on this side. Not sure where that's coming from. Anyway, it does not matter. It's giving everybody a chance to comment. Wow, lots of cool new people here. Love that quote. Don't you, Mary? It's a great quote. Thank you for the love, says Michelle, to everybody. Thanks, everybody, for blessed love. And Michelle, oh, didn't read that. Mary says, grateful for my sister, Linda. Linda, so Mary, that's now I get the connection. Awesome. Anique says, hi, Will. Hi, Anique. Good to see you. Wow, hugs to my sister, Mary, for joining us. Yes, everybody says, send hugs to Mary. We're glad you're here. We love your sister. She's here all the time. Who else? Willow says, my daughters gave me this quote on a ballerina picture that got me through their teen years when their stepdad had cancer, and I was sole breadwinner for 7 years. Wow, awesome. Once you have no idea how amazingly perfect and in sync with exactly what and where I am in my life, bam, thank you. Oh, I get it. I misread what you said, but it was great, Arlene. Thank you. Ed says, your jumpstart this morning reminds me of the Barry Monroe quote, you're only as strong as your purpose. Therefore, let us choose reasons to act that are big, bold, righteous, and eternal. Awesome. Perfect message for me today, says Willow. Whoop, first one shared, says Willow. Yay. Jennifer, she's always one of our great sharers. Who else is going to click share? And type in share so that we know you share. That's the only way we can know. Kathy, awesome, possum. Great to see you spoke the word shadow. And it appeared. I know. I'm sitting in the exact same spot. I don't know what the shadow is being caused by. It's as if there's something on my lens. I'm going to clean my lens. Wouldn't that be interesting? There's an entire jumpstart on that, cleaning your lens. My wife, Gail, one of my ex-wives, actually, we took her car in because her headlights weren't working. That did fix it, didn't it? Yeah, it did. Okay, cool. Good to know. Luckily, I had these lens wipes right there. Anyway, we took her car in because the headlights were dimming. And what was happening was she had pop-up headlights. So they would pop up. And what happened was they'd get caked with bugs over time. And because they were always down when she got the car washed, they never got cleaned. There's a story in that right there. All right, Jerome says shared. Linda says shared. Thank you so much. Mary, good to see you. Shared because of Linda Ann Starnes, my sister, you know. That's right. Susan says grateful for phones and FaceTime to visit my brother who has been given 2 weeks for his 6-year battle with stage 4 liver cancer. Let's all be with that for a moment. And let's just send compassion out. Remember compassion? It's a keen awareness of the suffering of another coupled with a desire to see it relieved. So we see the suffering that Susan, her family, their extended family are going through. And we desire to see it relieved. And that's the highest prayer because that's compassion. Sharon, Karen, thanks for being with us. I see Saturdays as kind of bonuses these days, so I don't really know what I'm going to talk about tomorrow, but I look forward to it. And I look forward to helping you jumpstart your day in a positive way, no matter when you are watching this. Please click share, like our page, and comment, because we love receiving your energy and your vibe. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow. Love you.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.